Hello, I'm Lord Davis, the servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house. I'm doing this audio on a Saturday morning from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. We'll be talking about faith. First, I'd like to begin by quoting the words of Jesus recorded in John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Those are the things that I love and look forward to do in greater dimension. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is a substance, the confidence of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you look at that verse and consider it, it says faith is a substance. In the margin of my Bible, it says, it is a confidence. Faith is the confidence of things hopeful. Hopeful. If you have faith working in your heart, and that's where faith is at, it's in the heart. Faith is a spirit, 2 Corinthians 10:13, I believe, says. Faith is a spirit. If you have faith working in your heart, you're confident. And if you're confident, you got hope. You have hope in everything. You see, here is a real test. Your faith, hope. Hope is the real test of faith in your heart. I lived back in the 70s listening to all kinds of doctrines that were false. But that scripture really was illuminated to me by the Father through the Spirit of God. And I realized that to get out of the situation I was in, I would have to reach a place in my heart where I was confident that I would get out. And out of Argyle, that was in the wilderness, many of you have heard me talk of it, Luke 4 and Matthew 4, Jesus went through the same thing. But that hope that was in my heart, it finally was established. In my heart, that I would get out of that situation. And because that hope was present in my heart, I knew my faith was there. That was a glorious day to me. I've been through many trials and tribulations in the past 43 years. And when that hope is in my heart about any certain thing, then I'm confident that my faith is there. Thank God. I will tell you, there is hope in my heart that the Antichrist spirit in America cannot prevail over me. My faith for those that walk in faith with me. I am confident that that spirit, through its harassments and its lies, can never prevail over my faith or the hope that is in me. Now, let's move on. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. We know now that we have hope. Let me say it a little better. We know now if we have hope that our faith is there and working. But then look, what's next? Faith is the evidence of things you cannot see. Is that not a great blessing? Faith is evidence. Evidence to me, the faith of my heart, the hope of my heart is evidence that the Antichrist spirit in America will not prevail over me or those that walk with me in faith and mix it with the gospel. I believe Hebrews 4:2 says that the gospel was preached to them. I believe that refers to the Jewish people as well as unto us. But they did not mix faith with it, and it did not profit them. Church, I want to encourage you that believe the gospel and let God develop your faith, faith in your heart, to where you have hope in your heart and you have evidence in your heart that which you cannot see, but that the Antichrist spirit of America and the world will not prevail over us. I did not know what I was going to say when I sat down in this chair to do this audio. But I knew I was going to begin with John 14:12. The Spirit of God is encouraging me greatly and exhorting all of you to be confident of this one thing. That the work that God has begun in us is able to perform unto the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that is in Philippians. Well, God bless you. I'll be back later. I don't know when, but this is Doyle Davidson from Plano, Texas. Good day.